393-3700. That is the McLaren Health Plan phone line. Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, I'm feeling awesome. Like you said, an awesome day, so we might just as well choose the awesome word on a beautiful day like this. So, yeah, in a great mood.
Yeah, that's a strong adjective, awesome.
Yeah, it is. I like it.
Yeah. Let's talk about something that can be a challenge for us as managers and owners of businesses. You own and manage people. I'm always looking for ways to manage my family better, to manage the kids that I coach for the basketball and football teams better. So even though we're talking about kids in one instance, we're talking about adults. And I always wondered, why would a person choose failure when success seems like such a better alternative?
Well, a lot of people just get ingrained in their mind for a lot of reasons that success is not for me, or why should I try, or I'm not going to do it, or this is as good as I can do, or all the cards are stacked against me, so why even do it? There are people that take the statement, like, the American dream is dead. There's no point in trying anything. So, Tony, when I see it, I'm absolutely amazed. I'm amazed how many people, in effect, make a choice, and they say, I'm going to fail in life. I'm not going to succeed. Because then we get into the because. There, like I said, some people say it's too much effort. Others believe there's no way they can succeed. Others think life isn't fair. They deserve it. They don't really necessarily think the state's taking care of them, but they're basically saying, I deserve it, and this is unfair. And then there are people that don't want to take any risks. They'd say, well, I won't fail if I don't try. And then you have another odd case where someone will have children, and they'll be, you know, not working, having, in effect, the government take care of them, and they don't see the connection between the fact someone is taking care of them versus the idea of succeeding, getting ahead, being good modeling for the children. I'm not trying to knock people. I'm just giving you reasons why people, in effect, are really failing in terms of being all that they could, you know, that they could actually be. And then there are others that basically, they really accept the fact, well, you know, there's no opportunities anymore. The American dream is gone. And often this is used as a reason not to try, not to pick up new skill sets. And basically, people choose to fail. I've given a lot of reasons here, but there are this many reasons, and I'm sure more, Tony, that people just basically throw in the towel and just say, I'm not going to succeed, I can't succeed, I won't succeed. And that's when it's critical for a manager, for a person, for family members, for people in the community to really try to give heart and try to have people pick up words like, I can, I'm going to succeed, I'm going to move forward, I'm going to have a successful life, I'm going to help other people. These are the type of statements that we need to ingrain in people to help them be successful and not choose to fail.
You know, I wonder about the success or failure, especially of young people, in regards to what they may hear constantly over and over again. That movie, The Help, was really impactful on me in regards to how The Help was treated by people, especially people of means. But how this one mother treated her little girl, who she thought was fat and messy and not ladylike. And one of the maids was constantly telling that little girl, especially when she said her prayers at night, that you are smart, that you are kind, that you are special, that you're going to do great things. And it got me to thinking, maybe we aren't kind enough to each other and encouraging enough to each other. And I know it sounds silly, but it seems like if you want people to be more productive and more happy, you got to find ways to help them feel that way.
Well, that's not a silly statement, Tony. That's absolutely true. If you can encourage people to see the best in themselves, see ways they can develop themselves, and encourage them to go into areas where they can be successful, where they can have a good life, where they can find the right type of people to be with, those are great things to do, and you're going to find that people that are very successful, happy people, often were encouraged. There were people that it helped them. It could have been the community that a person is in. It can be through spiritual development. It can be through development in terms of working with people, seeing people. But the key thing is that we reinforce and we help people around us, and we find the good things. If we are with someone, say, as the example you gave, someone is praying at night, it could be any time, and the person is encouraged, told what they can do. And when we see people that are really down and out, feel there's no hope, basically have accepted a failure outlook, and if we can somehow encourage them to the words, yes, you can, find something, reach for a star, move, be all that you can be, the old Pepsi ad, okay, those are the military, I should say, those are the things that we need to do for ourselves and for others. Let's not forget ourselves. There's really a need for all of us to be looking at what can we be, always trying to reinvent ourselves. I don't care how successful, who you are, life gets that real excitement for you, moves you forward when you're looking at the next step in your life, the next things you're going to do. That's part of being successful. Successful is a road that we're on, and it's something we're aiming at all the time, and we're looking for the brass rings, we're looking for the opportunities. And if we don't, we really can have kind of a miserable type of a life. And there are so many people, I know them, I see them in my office, I see them in life, that just say, there's not much hope, Dr. Brachu or John Brachu, depending on who I'm talking to, that life is just set up in a way that, why even try? I'm just going to kind of live day to day. And when that happens, we've got to say rubbish, you know. Let's say, come on, let's get going. Let's get on the boat. Let's get in the car. Let's do what we can do, and let's make choices that are going to have us choose success over failure. But we are at a time that many people are going for the lowest rung in life, and many believe they can't get above it. They believe that's their place in life, and that's when we need to give advice, whether it's an employee, whether it's a friend, whether it's a neighbor, whether it's an acquaintance, whether it's a coworker, just simply trying to be helpful to have them see happiness and success, whatever that is in the person, is attainable versus seeking out and sadly finding all the failure they could ever want.
Dr. John Brachio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Go to that website. I'm telling you, feel better. You'll get encouraged. That's drjohnb.com. Sir, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Tony.